that you have provided for us. We are grateful, Lord. Father, as we look into your word, I ask, O Lord, that you shall reveal yourself to us. Reveal your love and your kindness to us. Reveal your power to us. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The Happy to be in church, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah! All right, you can have your seats. You can have your seats. Fantastic. That was a powerful word. Huh. Don't clap. I don't want you to spoil the atmosphere. Don't clap. But that was a very fantastic word. Yeah. Amen. I give her 20 minutes. She used like 40 minutes. But it didn't feel like that, Abby.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So maybe later on I'll knock her head. But for now, it was a powerful word. I'm so happy to be in church. Have we greeted ourselves? Did we greet ourselves?
Yes.
Are we sure we did it?
Yes,
I can't remember.
Yes.
We did it, Abby.
Yes.
Okay. But I've not accepted that one. Can we rise up and greet ourselves once again? Make sure you go around and hug your brother, hug your sister. Amen. We have the I don't know what you would call it, but we have a dignitary in the building today. I don't know what. Wait. You let me introduce. I don't know what she's doing here, but maybe God just sent her to us to see. You know, when God said, "Let me observe what this my people are doing," you know. And that's Bola Hadassa. Did we go and welcome her? Let's go and welcome her. Amen. Amen. All right. So, I really don't. I mean, I have a word. Like, I know what I want to say. You know, I have like what God told me to say, but I really don't want to say it because it's almost like I want to rush and just, I know I have to say it, you know, and trust God to get us to a place, but the way I feel like we should just enter into the thing immediately. So just bear with me, I'll try and talk in my best possible manner, you know. But if I'm rushing, if you notice anything funny, just understand and still be with me, okay? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So what I want to talk today is, let me see, there's someone I'm looking for. Okay. What I want to talk about today is the fragrance of the anointing. All right. What did I say?
The fragrance of the anointing.
The fragrance of the anointing. You know, one thing that we said a couple of weeks back was that the anointing is for, is to help you accomplish God's purpose. Abby?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you remember that. You know, it's to help you accomplish God's purpose. And Before I go on, I need to explain the nature of work. Meaning I need to explain what it means to work from God's perspective. Sorry. Are we together? So in Genesis 2, can we go to Genesis 2? From verse 15. What's the matter? Okay. Where did he keep it? Come on, find it now. In Genesis 2, verse 15, we'll read to 16. That the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. Abi? So, when it comes to work, God is the one that introduced the concept of work to man. Are we together? Okay, cool. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat." Just stop here. So, we see here that God created man, and he gave man a job, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know. What was the job? Okay, cool. To tend and keep the garden. And here he now commanded him, saying, "Of every tree," I'm happy to see you, Esther. "Of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat." You know, please, I just want you to really trust God today. Are we together? You know, please make your hearts open. "Of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat." You know, so the work that God gave man, right, God didn't necessarily pay him for his work. Abi? You know, you didn't say, "I'll be giving you 5,000 naira every month," or something like that, right? He gave him a work. And then the next issue that we started talking about, he then said that, "Okay, look, in this garden, oh, you can eat anything you want." You get my point, right? So, if Adam decided one month I wanted to eat 5,000 orange, you know, he could have eaten it. Abi? If he said like now that he's fasting, he will only eat 2 apples, you know, he will have eaten it. So, God separated work from survival. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is a sense that in God's mind, God did not want Adam to do that his job thinking about what he would get at the end of the month. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because God had taken it upon himself to already provide for Adam. Do we understand what I'm saying? In fact, even after Adam fell, you know, after Adam fell, don't worry. Even after Adam fell, you know, after Adam fell, he didn't necessarily go far away from the garden. He was still in the vicinity of the garden. It was Cain that, after departing the presence of the Lord, went eastward. No, so he started because, you know, he had already decided, you know, "God, I'm not doing anything with you again." And so he started going away. And when Adam was around the vicinity of the garden, we did see that, you know, God was still providing for him, in quotes, you know. It is after Cain's descendants, after they went so far, they then created the concept of working for survival because they had left the presence of God completely, and so they had to survive on their own. So they now formed a new system of work. If you want me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
cool. So, God, in God's mind, work is separate from survival. Now, this is still linked to what I'm talking about, or the fragrance of the anointing, but I'm just trying to lay a foundation. Now, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, let us go there. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Did your brother get a Bible? Okay. I mean, you are covering up for him.
No, okay.
Wow. So it says here that you are the salt of the earth. Jesus is talking here. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. All right? Verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. 15. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Jesus here is talking about good works, and the way he's describing good works is as being the salt of the earth, Abby, and as being the light of the world, right? And he's saying that, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Everybody say, my good works. And glorify your Father in heaven. Now, this works here is a very, obviously, if you're following me, it's a very interesting thing to say, you know, because this one is not tied, this work is not, you know, when you say work, what comes to your mind is your normal day job, Abby? But this works here is not tied to that. It's not talking about your normal day job. It is talking about being the light of the world, Abby, and being the salt of the earth. So, in other words, if somebody's life, we look at somebody's life and we can say that this person's life is bringing light into this world, and this person's life is acting as salt for this earth, that person is producing good works. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So, I started by saying that there is the separation of works and survival. Abina?
Yes,
and now we are honing it down here as Jesus says that if our light is shining before men, that process, what we are doing, that is making our light shine before men, is good works. Meaning, it is works. It is the kind of work that God recognizes. Are we together? Do you know that it is more valuable in the sight of God to be a mother than to be the CEO of Apple? Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? Amen.
Amen.
God did not say that, you know, his intelligence that is valuable in his eye. What he said is that he's a meek and quiet spirit. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? So, what we call good works are usually at odds with what the world calls good works. What does the world call good works? The world calls good works, oh, this is your app, I transferred money, it works, your app is good, you have done a good job. Have you now?
Yes,
but that's not what God calls good works. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I trust that you're not a madman, you know, that you will not say sweep this place, you say these are not good works. You know, I trust that you're not a mad person, you know. Are you a mad person? Okay. So, if they tell you to wash plates in your house, wash that plate very well, okay? That's not what I'm saying. You understand? But just in case there's any, you know, madness is in one or two people, you know. If that's what you think I'm going to, that's not where I'm going to. Are we together?
Yes,
so, what God calls good works is different from what we call good work. You remember when Jesus spoke about the people that said, Father, we did this in your name, we did that in your name. You know, when Jesus says, get thee away from me, what did Jesus say? You workers of iniquity. So, Jesus was judging the people by their works. In other words, you know, we always even interpret that thing that, and they actually casted out the demon. But you see, what Jesus is saying, that even that demon you casted out, it didn't glorify me. Do you understand what I'm saying? That work was iniquity. If you truly casted out a demon, men should glorify God. Do you understand? If you heal somebody, men should glorify God. So, why is it that you heal people and men did not glorify God? It's iniquity that you are walking. You get my point? Are we together? And this is why, you know, the first knowledge I really just want you to understand, and I want you to sit in your heart this night, is that you must work for God. I tell you the truth. Because God judges works. Are we together? When God judges a man, what he's really judging is the works, because it's the heart that will produce the works. So God, in his own way, it's like if you are doing, you know, there's a way that doing an exam that maybe unfortunately they told you answer 1, 2, and 3, 4. Then, you know, that's all those funny things now. Then you didn't answer question 4. Maybe because you thought question 4 was optional, but it wasn't optional. And that question 4 is 30 points. You know those kind of funny things now. And then you're not happy. You know, you came out. I did so well. Your friend will now say, but that question 4, what did you answer? I say question 4. You know. How many of you have been in that kind of situation before? Yeah. You know, you'll not be crying because you know that there's no hope. You know. Now that's your life if you don't produce works. You get. You have missed like 30 points. In fact, the points that you have missed, there's no basis for judgment. If you did not produce good works, what are we judging you by? It's works that we judge. It's the quality of work that we judge. Some work is gold, some is silver, some is hay, some is wood. You know, people that don't have work, you just express, you know, no judgment required for you. So, let me show you what I'm talking about. So, it won't be like I'm just talking my own. Let's go to 2 Peter. Or 1 Peter 1, And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work. You see that? Do you see that? Who without partiality judges according to what? To each one's work. So you see, it's the work that God judges. It's the fruit that one's life produces that is the basis for God's judgment. And if you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. You know, because one day God is going to judge your works. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you happy?
Yes,
so, whenever they talk about serving God, you know, whenever they talk about ministry, I want you to demystify that phrase. You know, do you understand what I mean by demystify? I want you to simplify that word. Everybody say ministry.
Ministry.
Say it again, ministry.
Ministry.
I want you to simplify it, you know. Because that word is a very simple word, but we complicate it, you know. We overcomplicate the thing. Get. That's why we'll look at Jesus eventually, you know. For instance, now if I say, I want you to serve God I want you to serve God, almost all of all, what will begin to enter your mind is, I want you to do pulpit. I mean, no. But that's not what I mean. Serving God is not. Serving God is far from pulpit. Amen. So, I just want you to know that what's the only thing that will count in your life are the works that you do or the works that you produce. That's the only valuable thing. Only valuable thing. Hallelujah. That's the word, the only valuable thing, the works. And so whenever we say serve God, or whenever we say ministry, we're not talking about some special class of people that God calls. You know? I remember when I was younger, I used to think, not me, but, you know, people used to think that to be holy is that God likes you, you know? God just likes him, and God has just brought him close to him. How many of you think that way? Or how many of you used to think that way? You know? That God just likes him. All this Jesus is doing is because God likes him. You know? But it's not true. Now we are fasting for 50 days. Did you see angel very fasted for 50 days? Huh? Why are you fasting for 50 days? Because me, I came and said, let us fast for 50 days. Have you now?
Yes,
I know some of you, this thing used to be the kind of thing that if you hear that you are fasting for 50 days, you say, wow, these men of God are trying. You know? these men of God. What? 50? You know? Hallelujah. You know, one of the things that I might say, I don't know if I'll get to it. One of the things that I might say is that, I'll say it, you know. The anointing is available for everyone that is willing to walk. Are we together? And I tell you the truth, in this work thing, you're the one that will enlist yourself. Meaning, I wanted to ask, you know, I wanted to ask people, my team members, how do they see me? You know, maybe I should ask one or two people here. Can we have like the mic? I won't stay too long here. I just want to make one point. Who wants to talk? How do you see me? Do you see me as a career person? Or do you see me as a man of God? Or do you see me as one random guy that I just in one corner? So, who wants to talk? Just think. You can just, Holy Spirit can give anybody the mic. Why are you doing your eye like that? I just give anybody the mic. I give you the mic, Naladi. Do you want to talk? Do you want to talk? Okay. Naladi doesn't want to talk. Naladi is special. Yeah. Don't clap. You don't understand what I mean. That's not what I mean.
Okay, sincerely, like. So. I see you like, so at times, I don't know, you have this mixed personality.
Yes. Okay.
So sometimes I see you as an introvert-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I see you as someone that is very serious. Like, someone that is strict. You get, you may not like, not this kind of go and sit down there, like strict, you get that kind of thing. But like someone that is, serious, like you don't joke with sometimes, like everything. There are people that are actually like serious, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, I get it.
And then, kind of person you are, from what I've seen inside, you could be quite like I'm with your peers. You are, I feel you are going to be a very, very jolly person, like you know, like that's what I feel because I was, you know, say, like. This to be of that is kind of an outside, so outside may not be. So I feel the way you are outside, when you are with your peers, like your people, you are like, you know, like yeah, I just feel, well, generally a very nice person, but I feel you are disciplined, like, inside, outside, I feel you are a very disciplined person.
Okay, so do you see me as a man of God or as a career person, as a normal person?
Oh, I see as a very normal person. Like, not career, like,
yeah.
Go to work and all, right? Like, I see as, like,
a normal person, Abi. Okay. That's cool. Who else wants to? Thank you. Can we clap for Chinedu? Who else wants to? You can give. Let the Spirit lead you.
Oh, your Spirit. All right. Praise the Lord. So I think it's almost similar to what Chinedu said, almost.
Mm.
When I first joined church, Pastor Kenny was, I was actually quite afraid of Pastor Kenny. I can't lie. I used to be really terrified. Like, Pastor Kenny has this discipline all around him, actually. So, but, I don't know. Pastor Kenny is actually a really jolly person, actually. In my opinion. I see you as a man of God. I cannot lie. An actual man of God. I can't really picture you in an office. Like, but yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the reason why I asked that was that, you know, the earlier example I was giving about fasting for 50 days and stuff like that, right? Now, it's not... In my mind, the things that I do or the kinds of sacrifice that I make, even though I don't think it's that deep, it's not commensurate with how normally a lot of people see me. All right? I'll give you the example of, I'll come and I'll say, okay, let's fast for 50 days. You know, most of you will expect, like, you know, serious man of God to, have you now? Let's say that kind of thing, you know. But, I mean, Chinedu was talking about, man, he didn't see me as a man of God. You know? And it's not an insult. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? Because, I mean, God forbid I'll start saying, you know, what I mean is that God forbid I'll come here with suit and, you know, you know, that day you should know that something has happened. Yeah. But my point is that, this is my point, please don't miss my point. My point is that the anointing is available for everyone that is willing to walk. Either you are a mother, or you are a shoemaker, okay? Or you are a man of God, okay? Or you are a house girl, okay? The anointing is available for who? Everyone that is willing to walk. Oh, I want to see the screen. Amen. Amen. I hope your heart is still here. I hope your heart is still here because, sorry, you know, I told you today will be a very funny day. The way I'm feeling like this, it's going to be a very funny day. But we thank God. Do you know, for instance, that God wants to heal so many people? But the reason why he can't heal them is that there is no anointed person. Are we together? Huh? Are you here? Okay. You're doing as if. Do you know that God wants to deliver so many people? But the reason why he can't reach them is that there are no anointed people. All of us are waiting for man of God. Hallelujah. Yeah? What did I say? All of us are waiting for man of God. So if I'm not a man of God, I can't solve your problem. You know. So that's what Jesus Christ was saying when he said that you are, he didn't say I am. You know, he could have said I am the salt of the earth and I'm the light of the world. He said you are the light of the world. It's you. Huh? Can you say, I am the light of the world?
I am the light of the world.
Yeah, not other people. You know? The point Jesus Christ was trying to make is that you are the route through which God is going to reach men. It's you. Okay? Now, let us go to Exodus. Briefly. Exodus 30. I tell you the truth, you know, Exodus 30. You know, God wants to touch people, but it is us that are limiting him. Are we together? We don't want to do works. We want to enjoy. Amen. That's because of the, you know, Satan is a very bad guy. I respect that guy a lot. That's because of the brainwashing that we have been brainwashed with. Hallelujah. Yeah? What did I say? Yeah, brainwashing. Brainwashing is complete brainwashing. It's a very, that guy, you know, it's a very bad Satan. Can we just respond to God in prayer and say, use me? Let's pray to God. Use us, Lord. Use us, Lord. Use us, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. All right. Yeah, should get ready to pray. We might, I don't know, the prayer energy might jump up. You know, during the week, I sent a text message to Indy Freke. You can go to verse 22. Just here. I sent a text message to Indy Freke. And I said, what's up with a lot of these toots? What's the situation with it? You know Ladino? Okay. So I said, what's the situation with it? I want to know. And then, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think you've done the surgery, right? But you've not gone back to the doctor. You know. And I responded and I said, okay, make sure that she's in church this Saturday because I'll pray for her. Now, the reason is that, you know, are we together?
Yes.
Why do we have a church if God cannot heal people in our midst? Are we together? Even myself, I was like, why can't I see somebody that is blind in this auditorium and say, be healed, and the eye will open? Is it that God does not want to open the eye? Huh? Or you think that God does not want to open the eye? He wants to. But what's the challenge? No anointed person. Are we together? All of us are waiting for man of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you understand what I'm saying, this is the real motive for power, because, you know, any seeking of power outside this one is just your own flesh. You don't maybe want to be Superman or something. That's your as your own concern, you know. And so I went to God and I said, God, you have to heal Oladi. Pray. You know? Asking God for the healing anointing. It's so strange that, you know, the boldness to go and ask God and say, God, give me healing anointing is because of love. It's not because of ambition. You know, when it was because of ambition, to fast and kill yourself was very hard. You know, but the energy of love is gingering me. You get my point?
Yes,
right? And so I'll go and watch movie. You know, I'll watch Benny Hinn, Healing Crusade. I say, this is it. You know, I'll watch everything. God. Why should I not be able to heal my church member? Why? Jesus, when you were on earth, everybody that was around you, you healed them. Happy now?
Yes.
Happy now?
Yes, sir.
So, Lord, no. You know? And anyway, this is still just my point of you need to be anointed or you need to do works. Or the anointing is for people that want to do works. Okay? And I noticed something. I noticed that, you know, it will seem like a funny thing. It will seem like a very funny thing. But, man. You know, I noticed that, you see, for the healing power of God to flow, you know, one of the things that God taught me was that, you know, for the healing power of God to flow, it's actually, number one, it's actually possible, you know. What I mean is like for you to see all types of sickness and disease go, you know, it's actually possible. But you need a couple of things. You know, first you need love, which is what I've been talking about, you know. Then you need faith. Everybody say faith.
Faith.
There needs to be faith in the atmosphere, you know. And then very importantly, you need an anointed person. I tell you the truth. You know. Because it's when the anointing latches, or rather when faith latches onto the anointing, it releases the power of God. You know. So Jesus Christ was anointed by the Holy Spirit. But Jesus will heal people according to their faith. Happy now? Remember the woman with the issue of blood? No, we'll read it. I think I'm just going ahead of myself. So you see what I'm saying? The desire to go and ask God and say, God, give me your anointing. It's not a frivolous thing you're asking God for. It's not a let the days of old come back. You know, it's not all those Kichikuma mans, all those kind of funny things that we always like saying. You get? Right? It's not about hyping yourself that men have arisen in the land. You know? It's about the works of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's about what?
The works of God.
The good works. You know, the good works. Watching those Benny Hinn crusades, you know, taught me something that, you know, there'll be so much joy in the atmosphere when you see people, you know, people will say, thank you, Jesus, and they'll mean it, you know, when somebody stands up from their wheelchair. And, you know, after a while, it'll even be anointing. It'll just be happiness. People will just be happy. You get? People will believe that God loves them. You get my point? All right? as you just said, when they see your good works, they will glorify my Father in heaven. Amen. So God needs anointed people. So in so what's going to happen eventually? We're going to pray as a church, because one of the other things is, you know, like I said, faith in the atmosphere. So we're going to, and I tell you the truth, when I'm praying that prayer, there will not be music. I don't want no music, nothing. I can say let's do music, but it will be normal, you know. And then I'll just ask us, pray a short prayer. God heal Oladi. And then after you pray that prayer, I'll lay my hands on her and she'll be healed. Yeah, that's the, I like the faith. So, moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses saying, let's go on. Can we read Amplified? This is a lot of English. I want us to read simple English. Take for yourself the best spices. 500 shekels of liquid myrrh. Abby? Yes. Half as much. That's how you pronounce it, Abby. Okay. Not myrrh. Half as much. 250 of sweet-scented cinnamon. Everybody say sweet-scented cinnamon. And 250 of fragrant cane. And 500 shekels of cinnamon blossom, according to the sanctuary shekel, and a hin of olive oil. You shall make of this a holy anointing oil, a perfume mixture, the work of a perfumer. It shall be a sacred anointing oil. So you see that when God was giving Moses the original formula for anointing oil, which I must say this, just in case there's any superstitious person, the anointing is not oil. The anointing is the Holy Spirit. However, it is represented as oil. Okay? Just in case there's any superstitious person, don't go and be putting oil on your door. You know, that's not... Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You know? Because in Nigeria, we're very superstitious people. You know? As I, you know, there's one traditional ruler. You know, they've got, his people have gone to harass him and said that as the traditional ruler, you must serve the gods. This is your job. But the guy is a Christian. He accepted it. He now said that they were not interviewing him. You know, he now said that when it's time to pour libation, I don't know what libation is. You know what libation is? All those, you don't watch an Hollywood movie. When you be pouring maybe alcohol on the food, all those kind of things, you'll not be giving an incantation. You know. Basically, you are communing with the gods, you know. And I said that he, when he's pouring his own libation, he uses anointing oil. You know, that's a very crazy man. You know. So we're very superstitious people, right? But when God was giving Moses the original formula for anointing oil, it's not even the olive oil that we will use. He gave him correct formula, you know. And actually, the thing was actually coming out. When Moses, because you know what you read before was the material, the cinnamon, all those things, and then the mixture. You know, so God gave him the formula. If you understand, how many of you understand what I'm talking about? You know, all these fragrances that people make, you know, it's formula they used to make it. So that's what God gave Moses, right? And it came out as a perfume mixture. Are we together? Are we together? In other words, if they anoint you with that oil, the sign that you have been anointed is that you'll be smelling a particular way. Okay? So only the priests, we won't go there because of time, but Only the priests would smell this way in Israel. Only Aaron and his sons, the Levi people. You know, and what was God trying to say? It's just this issue of good works. You know, that these people are carrying my presence. My presence is a sweet smelling savor. If you come into my vicinity, you know, you'll be happy. You know, your day might be bad, but if you just smell something nice, you would feel happy. Happy now? Your day might be going good, but if you enter some places, you'll feel bad. You know? Amen. Isn't that interesting? It's interesting, huh? That actually it was perfume that God gave them. You know? Amen.
Amen.
It was perfume. If we were to read their clothes is like royalty, the clothes of the priests. You know? They'll wear you in correct clothes. That's how we know that all these torn jeans is demonic. That's not how God sees dressing. Everybody must dress like a royal person. Are we together? Are you angry?
No.
Okay. Don't be angry. So it's the perfume. So in God's mind, when he anoints that person that is willing to walk, that person's life will begin to produce a scent. You'll begin to produce a fragrance, a sweet fragrance. Angels will like you. People will like you. I tell you for a fact, you know, to be anointed is your best bet to people liking you. All this makeup people are making, it's a waste. I'm telling you the truth. If you're anointed, people will like you. I tell you the truth. People will like you. Are we together? You won't do anything, people will just like you. I can never forget the day. I was so shocked. The day one, I don't know. Till today, I can't explain that thing. One conductor, he didn't give me change. When he not gave me the money, and I said, sorry, sir. I was like, what's it? I was like, looking at this guy, conductor. You know, this guy was looking very, like I said, sorry, sir. I was like, what's this? What manner of salutation is this? You know? The other day, I came back from, I think last year when I went to South Africa. So when I came back, in the Uber that was carrying me to my house, well, I was just on my own. You know the way they describe me, introvert, everything. I was on my own minding my business. The man just said, you look like a pastor. I was like, now wow. You know? Why? It is the scent. Even myself, I was not like, maybe I used to, you know? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know? So, it is that scent that when, there are many things I need to say, but I'll say it at our video this Thursday. I believe it's coming Thursday. So, it is that scent that radiates God's goodness, you know. When that thing is working, my point with this whole thing is just that when the anointing is working on you, you will produce the fragrance of God. In other words, you will be the light of the world, you will be the salt of the earth. Are we together? So God is very particular. You know, God is very particular. You know, God wants Israel to know that you people are not smelling like Aaron. Aaron has a different smell. In fact, if we go further, God then said, let me check because of time. Verse 32. It shall not be poured on man's flesh. Now shall you make any other like it according to his composition. It is holy. and it shall be holy to you.
33.
Whoever compounds any like it, whoever puts any of it on an outsider, shall be cut off, meaning you are no longer a child of Israel. This is a serious thing, though, because Israel, they don't joke with all of them. They have lineage to Abraham. So if they cut you off, it's not like, it's not going to prison. Yes, it's that you have no inheritance in Israel again. Do you get your land, every your title? You can't conserve, you can't say my father is Joseph. You can't say I'm a child of Abraham again. You are cut off. If you just give it to an outsider. So it's exclusive. Do you understand what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Like it's precious to God. Amen. And so it needs to be precious to you. I tell you the truth. It needs to be precious to you. It has to be something that you commit yourself to. Are we together? It can't just be something that you're doing with other things. It has to be your life pursuit. Huh? Are you hearing me? It has to be your life pursuit. I want to be anointed. Why? Good works. Are we together? How many of us want to be anointed? Amen. Now let's go to Matthew 8, verse 1. Or before then, let's look at 2 Corinthians 2. Second Corinthians 2, 14. Now, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Right? You see that? For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Are we together? Are we together? So, it's not just an Old Testament thing, you know. It's that the lives that we are living now, it is the fragrance of Christ. Or we are the fragrance of Christ. If you're happy about it, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Amen. And that's why, you know, God says to us somewhere here, and that's why we seek holiness. Are we together? God said, I should tell someone. You know, that is why we seek holiness. I tell you the truth, if you don't live a holy life, you will not be anointed. Are we together? If you don't what? If you don't live a holy life, you will not be anointed. I don't know what people are doing, or maybe God will explain to me, but I tell you the truth, the idea that has entered into many of our minds that you can be a rascal and God will still anoint you, I don't know where that thing came from. I don't know where that thing came from, because in my own experience, it's not like that. I don't know where that thing. I don't know how you can fornicate. I even have the liver to sound to pray for you. You are a rascal. As in, a huge rascal. Are we together? You can't... Maybe you're sleeping with somebody in the same church and you will enter pulpit like this. The person, maybe your own choir they used to stay here. Before someone imagines and say, and you're here and the person you're sleeping with is here. And you will then go and say, receive your healing. I don't know how that one is possible, though. I don't know how it is possible. How people are doing it, I don't know how they are doing it. Amen. Now, I'm not saying that you'll be perfect, though. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying, you know. So it's not the kind of thing that you say, oh, you know, I'm not perfect. You know, I'm not saying that you'll be perfect, but you'll be striving for holiness. You have to be a serious-minded person. You get? You can't just be, you know, anyhow. Amen. Amen. Because there are levels of the anointing, no? Are you telling me? You know now, the level that we have is faith level. There's a level that is not faith level. Meaning you will feel it on your body. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
It can invade you and capture you. I'll tell you the truth. You know, like I said, I just wish we can just enter into this thing. Bam. But I know I need to teach first before we... I think it can just invade you and capture you. I get. Today now that I've been doing normal like this, in spiritual maturity, normally I should be doing like a drunk person today. You understand? As you are seeing me walking about, greeting people, it's spiritual maturity. You understand what I'm saying? All right? Normally, the real way I'm feeling, or I was feeling at a point in time, it was worship. Yeah, the real way I was feeling, I wanted to like, you know, that was the real way I was feeling. Again, I said no. I can't embarrass myself. You understand? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Right now, I'm trusting God for a feeling on my hand. Huh? After all the prayer, you know, I said I was praying. After all the prayer, I got a feeling on my hand, like my hand was energetic and burning. I knew what it was, you know. And when I was in church, it was with me, you know. But as I started talking, it will come, it will go. And I know that when I say, let's start praying, it will come back.
Yes,
and that's the hand I used to lay.
Yes,
yeah. So I'm telling you something real. It's not play.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
What was I saying? Matthew 8. Abby, are you sleepy? Okay. No sleep now. Oh, God. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, meaning go and verify, go and get doctor's report, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Now you see that while many people are struggling for Jesus, the way to get Jesus' attention is to just say, there's a sick person in my house. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
The other leper came and said, if you are willing, you will heal me. Jesus said, I'm willing. It's my job. I want to do it. This centurion came and said, because this centurion, this is not, let's go back some few verses, maybe to 5. Okay. Let's go forward. Let's go to like maybe 13 or so, after he had healed the person. Okay, then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way. And as, you know this story now, he said, just say the word, you know. Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. 14. Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, so the reason why he was going to Capernaum was to go to Peter's house. But then this centurion came and said, my servant is sick. And he was willing to change his direction to go and heal the guy's servant, Jesus. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Meaning that he understood that his life was to do good works. So wherever there's opportunity for good works, let me go there. Are we together? Yeah, so you see, the reason why you're not interested is because you're not praying for sick. I tell you the truth, if you can, I say Jesus wants to heal people. Jesus wants to deliver people. The reason why we are not seeing it is that we are not praying. Are we together?
Yes.
Meaning, as Chisholm would say, we are not seeking him. We are not letting him know that, God, I hope you know that all these girls, they should not go to hell. I hope you are seeing them. Anoint me. Let me go and talk to them. Are we together? God, I hope you know. Are you okay? Are you sleepy? I hope you know that all these people that we are looking at like this, they are sick. Let's do something about it. I tell you, if you engage God that way, you will see that he is willing. Are we together? Let's read on 15. So he touched her hand and the fever left her. Or do we read 14? Okay, let's read 14. Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. 15. So he touched her hand and the fever left her. And she arose and served them. 16. When evening had come, so it was 9 in the house, right? And when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. That's Jesus. 16. So this man was going somewhere. They interrupted him. He healed the person. He went to the house. He healed somebody. He was eating his food. You know, she woke up, she cooked food for them, everything. Evening time, you know, they now brought people. Ah, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. This is your one chance. So you can go to another city now. So make use of this opportunity. They now brought people. Plenty of people. Demon-possessed, sick people. And he cast out the demons and he healed all. I like that thing about Jesus is to heal everybody. You know, very scary thing. Well, he'll heal everybody. Now, how long that thing will take, I don't know. Because if there are 5,000, you know, it's one by one now. Oh, yeah. Line. Form a line. Oh, yeah. One by one. Take your healing. Take your healing. Take your healing. Amen. Can you imagine the life of Jesus? the day-to-day life of Jesus. Now, this is somebody that, you know, and you know, like I said, that thing that we call ministry, we've complicated it because he was not doing this thing in church or in synagogue. He was doing it in houses. Are we together? Are we together? Please, you guys, I'm lazy, guys. Don't stay here. Be here. Everybody say, I'm here. Yeah. Again, he was doing it in houses, you know. He was doing it while I was walking on the road. Are we together?
Sir.
You didn't say less, oh yeah, you people are sick, Abby. Let's come next week Tuesday. That's healing service. You know? Let's prepare. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know if... Well, let me not talk nonsense. But I admire Jesus a lot. I tell you the truth. Now, after he had lived this kind of life, you know, I think this is probably where it would end. You know, after he had lived this kind of life. In Acts 10, verse 37, we see here, I think Peter here is talking to is it Nicodemus or Cornelius? Huh? Cornelius, okay. He's talking to Cornelius in his household and he's preaching. So this is like in the middle of the preaching. That's, or maybe we should read 36. So that's maybe like. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and being from Galilee. Now, what, you know, when what Peter is referring to here is that after Jesus Christ had died, you know, that's, his life was a very, it was like the news of the age. Do you understand? Like, if it was now CNN, everybody would be covering him because the life was explosive. You know, many things were happening around him. So, the word of his life spread everywhere. And he's saying, that's what you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and begun from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. What I'm trying to say here is that after years had passed, or after, maybe not years, but after a lot of time had passed, when Jesus Christ had died, the thing that he left on earth, as men were talking about his story, was that once upon a time, there was a man called Jesus that went about doing good. Do you understand? Because at this point in time, there was no church, you know. So it's not like the essence of his life, when people talked about him, you know, it's not like people were talking about his ministry, people are talking about his wealth, people are talking about, oh, the size of his followership, the size of this, the size of that. As the story of Jesus spread, the fragrance of that story was that there was a man called Jesus that went about doing good. That was the summary of his life. Do we understand? Do we understand?
Yes, sir.
The summary of his life was that he went about doing good. Not that he built three houses. Okay? Not that he had 15 cars. Okay? The person that all of us are aspiring to become. His story was that he went about doing good. From people that didn't know him, you know, there's more to the story that is the savior of the world, blah, blah, blah. But these people did not know him. But the one they knew was that this man went about doing good. You know? Is that not the fragrance?
Yes,
yeah, that's the fragrance. Hallelujah. So I said that there needs to be you know, when you distill Jesus' life, he went about doing good. And you know that comes from, and especially when we're reading his story, you know, you can see that he was someone that had a lot of love and compassion. You know, in other parts of the scripture, you would see that before he would heal people, you have compassion on them. It was like the anointing was flowing from his human emotion. It wasn't like, that human emotion didn't mean that he didn't have faith. It's not like they were fighting each other, you know. And so, in this doing good works thing, you need to tap into the compassion of God. I tell you the truth, that's how your anointing will flow. When you think about other people and not yourself, whichever one you have, you know, that's when it will flow. That's when the Holy Spirit can lead you. Okay? Are we together? And that's why I want us to pray. So, Ladi, we'll pray for you now. So, just come. Just stay. You can. Oh, however I want to face. So that's compassion. That's what makes it flow. You know, and we need it. You know, a lot of us. I said I'll see you today, Ami. Okay. You know, that's why it don't seem to be robotic. You know. And so you need that love. You need faith. You need to believe God. Are we together?
Yes,
you know. Believe God is believe God. This the faith that these people use to receive healing from God is not, it's not even the faith that comes by the word of God. It's just I believe God. Are we together?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not like the faith I'm talking about is not, because you know that's the thing with faith. It's not like you're gonna lock yourself, be reading, but that's not the one I'm talking about. Just believe God. Believe God like you will believe somebody. If they say they will do something. Okay. And then we need the anointing. So quickly, I just want us to just pray quickly and say very simple prayer. But I really want you to pray it from your heart and say, Lord, let me ask you, do you want us to pray for you? Want me to pray for you? Okay, cool. So let's just pray and say, Heavenly Father, heal Lord. That's all. Just pray. Definitely to pray in tongues. You can pray in tongues, but it's talk with your mouth. Just say, heal her. Together as one, we ask you, Lord, to heal Lola D. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give me a hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ask God that you heal that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ask God that you heal her. In Jesus' mighty name, I prayed. And Pastor Kennedy, please come. Come and help me. I'm just going to see a shot. In Jesus' name, I prayed. So don't worry, you can go back to your seats. Okay, it is well. All right, can we pray? Let's pray. What's the time? Let's pray. Let's rise up. Let's pray. I would make an altar call, and I would say that if you are here and I don't say it once, you know, if you're not saved, you want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus Christ, or you want to receive strength to live a holy life, I can pray with you. We can pray together. So if you are in any of those three categories, just come to the front so that we'll pray together. Okay? So if you are not saved, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. If you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus Christ, and if you want the strength to live a holy life. Why do you need strength? You need the strength of the Holy Spirit. It's your flesh is too strong, and so you need. We can help you, you know. If we pray with you, we can help you. You will still make the decision. It's not like you just go and not decide, but by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the fire of the Holy Spirit, your desire to please God can increase. Do we understand? So those three categories, if you fall into any of those three categories, please just come forward quickly so that I would pray with you. Please, you can come forward. You can come. Joshua, please. You guys should come and remove this. Out of you guys here, how many of you want to be born again? Anyone wants to be born again for the first time? Are you saved? Are you born again? Okay. Do you speak in tongues? Okay. All right. Anyone here that wants to be born again? All right, cool. So, we're just going to pray a very short prayer. And we're just going to ask for the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn in our hearts afresh, you know, very short prayer. A very simple prayer, rather. Is there anyone here that doesn't speak in tongues? Anyone here that doesn't? Do you speak in tongues? Okay. All of us here speak in tongues. All right. Elizabeth, do you speak in tongues? Okay. Why are you coming out? Tell me now. You just feel like coming out. You want to love God more. Okay, that's good. That's good. How many of you just want to love God more? It's not like you have wala. He just wants to love God more. It's good. It's good. I get that. So please let me know the people that I'm really let me know the people that I'm really dealing with. If you just want to love God more, it's good though. It's good. If you just want to love God more, just raise your hand. Let me just know. Okay, you want to love God more. Okay. All right, cool. So we're going to pray the same prayer. And church, I also want you to pray for yourself, right? It's not like just them. And it's very simple. Just pray for the fire of the Holy Ghost to come upon us afresh. Just pray. Can we begin to pray?
Mashikalaka brakaboroshka sikileke broshta satali brokoshta makari boloshke sikalaka brabalakobokoshke ebrokobokoshke sikileke.